I just felt he would have been much better off without the treatment and providing the body with what it needs to heal, not bombarding it with radiation, which was what we're taught to avoid. And I still don't understand why we're using it in hospitals. I find it barbaric and plain torture. Needlessly, children are suffering.
So in effect, despite those reasonably optimistic rates of success, you still feel angry about the course of treatment that he's been given?
I feel it's unnecessary. And once you start researching and understanding the cancer cell and what is causing the cancer, the root of it, this is what doctors don't look at, the cause of where it's coming from. They just come in with their conventional treatment and cure, and it's not. It's worse than the condition itself. We should be providing the body with what it needs to heal, alkalize the system. And Arthur Guyton, who wrote all the medical textbooks, said that all disease boils down to a lack of oxygen in the cell. Now, why are they, when chemotherapy is essentially providing hydrogen peroxide to the cell, it's a huge medical failure. Can we not sit back and see that it's not working by now? Why are we allowing our children to suffer needlessly when we could be doing so much more for them?
You sound like a medical expert, but clearly you're not compared to some of the professionals who are treating your son. Would you accept that?
Because of the stranglehold of the 1939 Cancer Act, which even Lord Saatchi has wonderfully stood up and pointed out recently, because he lost his wife with breast cancer. Ovarian cancer, sorry. And there is a stranglehold on the doctors, and I think we need to look at it.
Do you accept that medical professionals also find themselves in difficult situations when it comes to the treatment of children with cancer?
I don't think it's funded. It's enough. We have a situation where lack of funding is a huge problem, and with my particular case, information was withheld from me, and if he had to have radiation, I would have preferred him to have proton therapy. And from 2017, that is exactly what people in my situation, children will be offered. And I wanted him to be to go to America to receive this proton therapy, which is far less damaging to the surrounding tissue, and he wouldn't have had suffering these side effects that I'm now witnessing. So the fact that they withheld that from me alone proves that they weren't looking. Because all I've ever said is I want the best possible outcome for my son.
And that is survival?
That is survival, and quality of life is very important. And there was never a question in my mind that he wasn't going to survive this. I just want him to lead a relatively normal life without these side effects.
But why did you need to take Neon away?
Why did I take him away? Because I was being panicked to make into a decision without being informed. And I needed to gather more information, because I asked them where they're getting their statistics from. And they could only provide me with a study from the 1940s.
What's your view now on the legal action that you took to try to stop the radiotherapy treatment, which ultimately failed? Was it the right thing to do?
I stand by that, yes. And I'm upset that they've moved forward with the way they have, and now I am having to face the side effects from the radiation.